Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You ain't lying with this song this week. Crank that up, Solana. Pizzola deserves it. Hey, by the way, me and Crowder, next Thursday, a week from today, we will broadcast live 2 till 6 p.m. at Offerdahl's Off the Grill on Las Olas Boulevard in Fort Lauderdale, where you can enjoy breakfast, lunch, or dinner off the grill. You'll have a chance to win, while we're there, VIP tickets to the Walgreens Gridiron Grill-Off, which is one of the best events all year long. So next Thursday, week from today, Crowder and I are going to broadcast live at Offerdahl's. I think John Offerdahl will probably join us on the show that day. Yep. And we'll be at the one on Las Olas Boulevard in Fort Lauderdale.
One of my role models.
John Offerdahl?
Heck yeah.
That guy makes money.
But he's a genius businessman.
So is Rob Pizzola.
Yes, Rob made me more money than John.
Rob Pizzola is a professional sports gambler, joins us every week around this time. You can follow him on Twitter at Rob Pizzola. He does not pay us to come on. We don't pay him to come on, but he pays you because he went 5-0 last week when he was on with us. Buffalo and Ohio, a college game no one would ever watch. He was a winner on that. He had the Seattle and Rams over, winner on that. Ravens, Seattle, Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh plus 3.5. He won by the hook because Pittsburgh lost by a field goal. And he loved Cincinnati against UCF, and that was a winner. Mm-hmm. And then he had Florida in the Auburn game.
Yep.
So 5-0. For Rob Pizzola. Here he is. Do you feel like a conquering hero?
I feel good. It was a pretty good week overall. I mean, I didn't go perfect with all of my bets last week, but I won in the NFL. I won in college football. So overall, feeling pretty good this week.
What have you bought? What have you bought after a huge gambling victory? Like a good week, a good weekend? Like what's something you bought that you didn't plan on buying, but you're like, you know what? I just won so much damn money. I'm buying this.
It's not like me to do that because typically there's just so many ups and downs when you're gambling on sports that you kind of prepare yourself for a rainy day. At any point there could be, I had a horrible December of last year, for example, where I lost a lot of money. And you got to prepare yourself for being able to pay off that money when you lose. Very few exceptions to that. I mean, one time I had a really big, great blackjack run when I was in Vegas. And this is when I was younger. I didn't have the discipline that I do now. So I figured I'm eventually going to lose all this money back anyway. So I might as well just buy myself a really expensive watch so I have something to show for it. And I did. And that saved me from losing a bunch of money.
How much was the watch?
I think it was $4,000.
Good for you, man.
That's a nice watch.
That's a good watch.
Rob, do you have set like cash out times? Because I know we have with our consortium, we have times where we just cash out on whatever we own. Do you have set cash out times?
Yeah, usually. I mean, if you're betting with a local bookie or anything like that, usually it's like a once a week type of thing. Depends with me. I settle a lot of my bets in crypto now, and sometimes we just don't want to be sending money to each other if it's a small amount or, it's really dependent on how, whether it's a good streak or a bad streak, whether the person I owe money to is having a good streak or a bad streak and needs to get paid right away. So there's a lot of factors into it. There's been times where I've gone a couple months without being paid, and there's been times where I settle every single week.
All right, let me get into the games here quickly because we went long in the last segment with Don Bailey Jr., but we were laughing, and now we're going to end up going long with you. My program director already hates me. He yells at me after every segment, and I know what I'm facing again. Miami Hurricanes are favorites, 2-point favorites over UVA tomorrow night. We cannot figure out that line for the life of us.
You can't figure it out in what sense? That Miami shouldn't be favored or that they should be favored more?
Correct, that they shouldn't be favored.
I think they should be favored more.
Really?
I do. I think Miami's worth a bet. I've talked about this before on the show. I like betting on teams when I think that their biggest strength happens to be the biggest weakness of the opposing team. And Virginia's offensive line isn't very good. A lot of advanced metrics are showing that it's not very good this season. It's part of the reason that they have the worst red zone offense in the entire ACC, because they cannot keep opposing defenses out of the backfield. And Miami's defensive line is very good. They have double-digit tackles for loss in each of their last five games. I think that's going to be a real problem for Virginia's offense. So, you know, situationally, I'm not in love with it. Virginia off a bye week. Miami's coming off a tough win against FSU. This would be a much larger play if those factors, you know, didn't play. Those didn't play a factor into the equation. But either way, I think Miami's worth the bet this week.
Wow. Okay. Did not expect to hear that. Now here's another one. The Dolphins are getting 3.5 points at home from a winless Redskins team that fired their coach this week. The Dolphins get 2 weeks to prepare for this game. Why are the Dolphins? I mean, I know why they're underdogs at home, but like, okay, what are you doing on this game?
Well, I'm passing on this game, and I'm hoping I don't have to watch a minute of it, if I'm being completely honest. And you're right. The Redskins are bad. Not only they've lost by double digits in four straight games, and now they're laying 3.5 on the road. I mean, they could have lost by double digits in all five games if they didn't score a late touchdown in week one against the Eagles. So this is a bad football team. Their offensive line is in shambles. Trent Williams is still holding out. They're missing Brandon Scherff, who is a very good guard. Two other tackles showing up on the injury report this week. It's a mess for them. So this is the best opportunity Miami's going to get to win a football game, but it's the Dolphins. I mean, this could be the worst team in the history of the NFL. I don't even know if they're trying to win games. Maybe they are. You know, maybe they're not. I can't say for sure. I don't want to bet money on a team that might actually be trying to lose on purpose. So I'm going to pass on this one. I agree with you, though. It's Dolphins or nothing. I don't see how anyone can lay the points at the Redskins.
Why are the Florida Panthers 1-2, and why is Sergei Bobrovsky giving up 4 goals in the first period and getting pulled?
You know, I had a feeling you were going to ask me that because of me talking about Bobrovsky last week and how he's a great goaltender. Why? It could be a number of things. The most likely reason right now, it's 3 games. It's just random variance. I mean, you don't want to get carried away with a 3-game sample size in any sport. Bobrovsky's a very good goalie. He's a top 5 goalie in the league. Did he stink against Carolina the other night? Yes, he did. But he's going to have a lot more good games than bad games in the long run. Now, if we get to 15, 20 games in the season, the Panthers still look bad and their goalie still looks bad, then we have a real issue. But for now, I would just say don't panic. Let the rest of the season play out, or at least the first month before we start jumping to conclusions.
All right, so don't worry about it. Rob Bezola is a professional sports gambler. Went 5-0 with us last week, 5-0. And again, he doesn't pay us to come on. He's just being generous with his picks. Here's some college games that are of interest to those of us down here. FSU is getting 26.5 points from Clemson Saturday.
Yeah, you know how I feel about these games with these big point spreads. I typically try to avoid them. I mean, at first glance, it feels like a big number to me. FSU is getting better. Their offense is going to be the best offense that Clemson has faced all season. But with that said, just from subjectively speaking here, Clemson's had 2 weeks to prepare for this game. They've had to hear everyone talk about how they're frauds. They barely beat UNC. They're they shouldn't be in the national championship conversation, blah, 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 blah. So probably not going to get a worse spot to bet against Clemson. I normally would lean to FSU, but this is a no play for me. I just don't want to get involved.
How about FAU, Lane Kiffin's FAU Owls? They're a 10-point favorite over Middle Tennessee.
Yeah, this one's going to be a pass for me as well. It's a good spot for FAU. I mean, Middle Tennessee's coming off a win, and they weren't really that great. FAU has had an extra week to prepare for the game. They have home field advantage. That ticks a lot of the boxes that I like to look for when I bet on college football games. The problem, though, FAU's defense. They're giving up 32 points per game this season. If I'm laying 10 points with a team, I want to do so with a team that I know can generate a stop here or there. FAU hasn't shown that they can do that this season. I think the back door is going to be open all the game for Middle Tennessee, so that's why I'm passing on this one.
How about FIU, Butch Davis's FIU Panthers? They're a 5-point favorite over Charlotte.
I'm ready to jump back on the FIU train. I'm going to bet them this week. They did me dirty in week two. I talked about this last week. I bet them against Western Kentucky. They were like a 9-point favorite. They lost outright. I don't want to overreact because we talked about this game last week against UMass, and UMass is terrible. That game was basically a gimme. But I look at this line, 5 points against Charlotte. I expected to see this around 7, 7.5. Just looking strictly at both teams here, FIU has a better offense. They have a better defense when we adjust for strength of schedule. Now you add in home field on top of that. It's a short number to me. I think they should be roughly a 7-point favorite, so I think they're worth a bet this week.
And finally, Channing's Florida Gators. They are getting 13 points at LSU, which I think is a lot of points for a team that just beat Auburn.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I've already bet Florida earlier in the week. I took 14. I would still bet it at 13. Honestly, I make this game 10. LSU schedule so far this year, Georgia Southern, Texas, Northwestern State, Vanderbilt, Utah State. None of these teams can play defense whatsoever. So, yeah, we can talk about this LSU offense, how outstanding they've been. They haven't played anyone that has challenged them defensively. And Florida's defense, yeah, they had some injuries earlier in the year. They're healthier now. They kept the Auburn passing game in check last week. They have a great pass rush. They generate turnovers. Now, you don't want to rely on turnovers every single week, but there's a lot of points against a defense that's very good. I'm a little bit concerned about the quarterback situation for Florida. I don't know if Kyle Trask is okay or not, but again, I make this game a 10, you know, LSU minus 10. I think there's some value in the Gators this week.
Yeah, Crowder is saying we're taking Florida with the points, right?
Yes,
yeah, so let's put it in before it's too late. All right, quickly, three random bets of your choice, Rob.
Yeah, I've been giving out Thursday night football every week. I'm going to do that again tonight, but we're not doing the NFL game. We're going to do a college football game tonight, 8 p.m. NC State is hosting Syracuse. I am taking the points with the orange, so they're getting 4.5 points. I like it. Oftentimes, it's easy to overthink things when you're betting on football. I'm not going to overthink this. Syracuse has a big edge at quarterback, and they are catching points. I know football is not that simple. There's more factors than just the quarterback, but NC State now switched to their backup quarterback. He didn't look good in his first start. They got crushed by Florida State. That wouldn't be a massive problem if they had a running game to help out, but they don't have much of a running game. To make matters worse, they give up a ton of big plays on defense. These teams played last year. It was a barn burner. Syracuse won 51-41, a very fun and wild game. But it's not going to be like that this year because NC State can't score. Aside from being on the road, I don't see where Syracuse is at a disadvantage. So I like them getting 4.5 points, and I think they're worth a bet on the money line as well.
All right, your second game?
College football as well. Cincinnati at Houston on Saturday afternoon. So we bet Cincinnati last week. It was a big play for me in their home win against UCF. This week, I'm going to fade Cincinnati. I'm coming back on the other side, and it's because this is an overreaction to last week. ESPN televised game, upset win over UCF, and people think UCF is a pretty damn good team. So this week, what's happened is we get a super inflated price with Houston at home. Cincinnati's laying 7.5 points. If they played this game a week ago, they'd probably be laying around 3.5 or 4 points. And they're a very good football team. But they also struggle badly in red zone efficiency, 117th in the country in red zone efficiency. So if you're grabbing 7.5 points at the underdog in this game and you have a high degree of confidence that the opponent is going to stall in the red zone, that's usually a pretty good play. I like Houston plus 7.5 at home on Saturday.
All right. And your third one before you get us fired for going so far over on this segment.
Okay, I'll be really quick on this one. Sunday afternoon, I like the Jacksonville Jaguars, home to the New Orleans Saints. People are falling in love with the Saints. Teddy Bridgewater, yes, he beat the Bucs last week. He beat the Cowboys the week before. Those were home games. He played one road game. He did beat Seattle, but really the defense and special teams beat Seattle, or else they would have lost that game. People are now infatuated with New Orleans. They are the most overvalued team in the league right now. They go on to Jacksonville. Jalen Ramsey back. Very good defense. They're going to take Michael Thomas out of the game. There's really not much separating these two teams. In fact, I can even make an argument that Jacksonville is better both offensively and defensively than New Orleans right now, and they're at home. I like them minus one.
All right, there you go. Rob Pizzola, professional sports gambler. Follow him on Twitter, at Rob Pizzola. He doesn't pay us to come on. We don't pay him to come on. And the dude went 5-0 last Thursday with us, so – you know, maybe he's due for an awful week, or maybe he's rolling there.
Rolling.
Likes the Jags on Sunday, minus one. He likes Houston against Cincinnati on Saturday, Houston plus 7.5. Syracuse tonight, plus 4. He likes Crowder's Florida Gators, plus 13. He likes Butch Davis's FIU Panthers, minus 5. He says, don't worry about Sergei Bobrovsky. He's going to get it straightened out. He's passing on the Dolphins game, and he likes the Hurricanes laying the points against UVA tomorrow. Thank you, Rob. We love you.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy the games this week.
I say we love you.
Okay, I mean, I guess I'll reciprocate that. I love you guys as well.
There you go. It's not muscle memory for you? Crowder and I have this running argument. I think it's muscle memory. If somebody says I love you, you just say it back.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really think too much about it. You're right. I just said it back without thinking. But that's also a very Canadian thing, right? I mean, just I guess reciprocate the love. So, I love you guys as well. I enjoy doing this.
Thank you very much. And we love poutine as well.
What?
Poutine's a little overrated, in my opinion.
A Canadian
delicacy.
Very
heavy.
Fries and gravy.
Yeah, fries and gravy and cheese curds, right?
I love it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Rob.
All right, guys. Enjoy the game.
Rob Pizzola. All right. We went long with them, and now our program director is going to come yell at us again. Why do you keep doing this to me?
I'm going to go to sleep.
Crowder has a way of getting out of any problem. Hit the deck. Fall asleep.
Go to sleep.
Just go to sleep.
Make them call.
Deal with it later.
Make them call the ambulance.
We're in hurricane season. Dorian was a huge wake-up call for a lot of people. Now is the time to call or visit BNT, Impact Windows and Doors. That's the company my wife and I use for our home. It is a different feeling when you've got PGT custom windows and doors protecting everything. BNT Impact Windows and Doors, that is the way to go. They came out to our house. They showed us exactly which PGT custom windows and doors would serve us well. And wow, what a difference when we had to get ready for the storm. And not only does the house look better than it has in years, our homeowner's insurance is going down because of the Impact Windows and Doors. We had wind mitigation out, and now our premium has gone down. Just can't speak highly enough about BNT, Impact Windows and Doors. Trust me, as a homeowner in South Florida, having PGT custom windows and doors will make you feel more secure than you could ever imagine. Time for you to call BNT. Their phone number is 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126, or you could check them out online at bntimpactwindows.com. Quick break. Our program director has already walked in. He's giving me the evil eye. I've got to go. You get yelled at, and then, well, are you want to yell at me on the air?
Why do you keep doing this?
I can't help it. I can't help it. I'm going to go get yelled at, and we'll see if I'm even here when we come back on Hockman and Crowder.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.